You'd run out of fingers and toes in a hurry, trying to keep count of all the talented musical acts in our region. Most of them are smaller groups, but there are some anomalies, like the Three Rivers Community Orchestra. It comes from the same place as the Three Rivers School District, Josephine County, and with fewer than 90,000 people in the entire county, there's not a lot of population base to draw from. But the orchestra, the Three Rivers Community Orchestra, is approaching its second birthday, already has a few concerts under its belt, and is looking for a few good players, a few more good players. Lisa Krebs is a violinist with the orchestra and our guest by phone on the Jefferson Exchange. Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Tell us a bit.
I'm glad to have you talk to me.
Yeah, good to have you here. So talk about the birth of the orchestra, if it will. It sounds like it replaced an orchestra that had been around for a while.
Roe Community College in Grants Pass used to hold a orchestra class. It was a course that you could audit, and a lot of us did for many, many years. And then the numbers dwindled over time to where the college decided to drop the course. And then we just were sitting around, about five of us, one afternoon in February after they had cut the class, and we said, you know, that's really a shame because there's still a lot of us out here that want to continue playing together as a group, and there's just no place or no way to do it. You have to have insurance if you're going to play in the building in the school district, and how do you get enough money to, you know, have insurance and do all the things. So we hashed it all out and came up with a plan, and we got the Chamber, Grants Pass Chamber of Commerce, to help us out, not financially, but they helped us out by sponsoring us as a, through their nonprofit status. We were able to get grants to get us sort of off the ground. We were able to, we had our own library of music because, it was kind of a long story, but we have our own library of music, and we've gotten grants to purchase more. And then we started recruiting musicians. The hard part has been trying to find enough violins. That's with classical music, you need a lot of violins, and we're pretty short-handed on those right now. So that was what prompted our board president to contact you to see if we could send the word out that we need new string players, first and second violins, violas. We have enough cellos, I think, at this point. So that's our big mission right now.
So how many people are playing violin aside from you?
Oh, let's see. Well, the number varies because people sort of come and go, which is a problem. We have about six first violins that are pretty steady, and we have about four to five, maybe, second violins, and we need more. We need them to be at least intermediate level, not beginner. We're playing original music, so that requires a little more skill than a beginner can handle.
Mm-hmm. Original music, as in composed nearby?
By the composers, not adapted or edited, modified, abridged, that mm-hmm. sort of thing. You know, so if it's written by Beethoven, we're playing Beethoven's music, not somebody who's adapted it.
Oh, not a Bernstein variation of Beethoven or something like that.
Well, you know, there's for high schools and elementary and middle schools, there are people that edit the music mm-hmm. and adapt it for younger, less experienced musicians mm-hmm. so that the pieces are, they take out the hard parts, so to speak, and right. make them easier. So we play some music that's adapted or edited, but when it comes to the classical pieces, we want to play the original compositions.
Lisa Krebs is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, a violinist with the Three Rivers Community Orchestra in Josephine County, looking for more players, including violinists like herself. You can join the conversation on the Exchange as we talk about trying to keep a program like this going in a place that doesn't have a very big population base. 800-838-3760 is our phone number. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So, I mean, aside from the challenging part of the music, it sounds like it was a bit of a wake-up call when you guys started looking into the business end of things.
Absolutely. Talk about shock. We had no idea what it took to become a 501c3, which we are now officially. We attained that status in, it was September, by the time we had all of the people went back. And to float alone like that is daunting, I have to admit. We've got, we went from a few hundred dollars between us collectively, and now we've got a budget, and this year's budget is a little over $7,000 for the 2020 year. So that's a tremendous change, and we're constantly on the lookout for donors and ways to raise money to keep us afloat. We want to continue buying new music, and we have to pay for our venues when we perform. So that's about $1,800 a year just to perform in our concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So also we pay our conductor, and we'd like to give him some more money. He's just almost volunteering services at this point. So we need to constantly come up with more funding, you know, to keep us growing and make us successful.
Lisa, how many concerts has the Three Rivers Community Orchestra played thus far?
Well, we did three last year, fall of 2018, and two last spring and winter and spring. And this year we've performed our fall concert, and now we're set to have another concert March 14th. And then our next one will be May 30th, and then we'll take a summer break.
Let me give people a sample of what the Three Rivers Community Orchestra sounds like. So this is about a half minute that we'll play full before it goes underneath, but I invite people to hum along once you recognize the main melody. Yep, Phantom of the Opera. That is the music from Phantom of the Opera by Andrew Lloyd Webber. So talk about the general run of stuff you played. You mentioned Beethoven, but it sounds like you've got quite a broad repertoire, Lisa.
We do. We like to pull from all sorts of areas. Our fall concert that we had in October was quite varied. We had music for the Royal Fireworks, Phantom of the Opera, as you just heard. We did a selection from the theme of Downton Abbey. We did a medley from Pirates of the Caribbean. We did Don Giovanni Overture, Egmont Overture. And then we did a real funny, kind of unique one called Ancient Airs and Dances, which is it's actually a 20th century composer, but he went back in time to where they used to play lutes and things during the medieval period, so it was really interesting.
All right, so it's no lack of aggressiveness or assertiveness in trying to get some fairly rigorous music in front of the orchestra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're working now on doing the Serenade number 1 in D major from Brahms, and Name Day Overture from Ludwig von Beethoven. And then we've got a whole selection of other theme from E.T. and Jurassic Park. So, yeah, we try to, you know, we have to sort of please the whole gamut of folks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we try to do.
You know, I've been asking a bunch of questions about the edges of things here. I haven't asked one of the major ones, which is how big is the Three Rivers Community Orchestra at this point? I mean, you talk about needing violins and some of the string players, but how many pieces altogether do you have?
Well, we're pretty much fully represented with instrumentation. We're lacking a few things here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, we have between 40 and 45 members, mm-hmm. and it just depends on, like, this winter term. There's some people that have begged off because they're driving all the way up from Ashland to the rehearsals at night. And we rehearse on Thursday nights at the North Middle School in Grants Pass. And for folks in Ashland, it's a really long drive and in the dark and bad weather and that sort of thing. So we've lost a few members to that, but they'll join us again for our May concert. So that's why I say the numbers fluctuate. We have one lady that, excellent violinist, comes down, joins us from Roseburg. And then we have several people that come up from Medford and Illinois Valley. So we have a lot of people driving a long way to come rehearse with us.
All right, that answers another question then. I mean, is there enough of a population base of musicians in Josephine County? And it sounds like if you have people coming from two neighboring counties, it could be a bit of a struggle to get enough people, it sounds like, to fill out the sections.
Mm-hmm. Yep, in some cases, that's true. Especially some unique instruments. Like we have one lady who plays English horn, mm-hmm. and there are not a lot of English horn players out there, and she's unable to join us for our winter concert, but she'll be back. So some of the more unique instruments we have to really seek out, you know, from wherever they are.
Is it fairly unusual, Lisa, for a community that size to have an orchestra, a community orchestra like this? I mean, we also have the Rogue Valley Symphony, but, you know, they are able to draw from three counties, basically, or, you know, two anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, as long as people don't mind the drive, we're able to draw from the different places, too. The main difference is, of course, is we're an amateur orchestra, and we don't pay our members to play. And so we have a variety, we accept a variety of skill levels, and we encourage people to take additional lessons, you know, if they need to brush up on some skills, that's fine. And so we're a little more accommodating that way, and so that's a kind of a more friendly atmosphere for folks that maybe they're not professional musicians, you know. So, but I think we still sound really great, and we really love to have student musicians as well. So we have some that join us from Grants Pass High School, and some from Three Rivers School District high schools. So that rounds out our sort of our age group. We go everywhere from high school age all the way up to 80s.
Wow, that is a widespread. We're talking to Lisa Krebs, who's a violinist with the Three Rivers Community Orchestra based in Josephine County, about the history of the orchestra, which really only dates back about 2 years now, and about mm-hmm. their need for violin players. You can join the conversation on the Exchange or ask questions at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. So you mentioned amateur players, they don't get paid, volunteers, so obviously they have to have day jobs or other things going on to bring in money. And what kind of experience does some of the players have? I mean, have some of them have been playing, well, you mentioned players in their 80s. I imagine they've been playing for decades now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Very, very many years of experience. And so they bring a lot of depth to the group, I think, and a lot of musical experience. And as well, they have a lot of great ideas for, I guess, the type of music we play, and we also look around at other community orchestras. There are a number of them all over Oregon and in Washington that we've sort of investigated through their websites, which we also have. We have a website, so if any of your listeners want to check that out, we are at threeriversorchestra.org, and that's got all sorts of information. We've got our musical programs from our concerts are posted there, and there's pretty much everything you want to know. And then there's also a contact area there, and there's also a donation button, which is exciting.
Got to have that. Yeah, we have a link to that from our website at jeffexchange.org. For the people who are listening and thinking, well, shoot, I could play in a community orchestra, what are some of the minimums? What are some of the basic skill sets you need for people to have before they come out and ask to audition for the Three Rivers Community Orchestra?
Well, they should be able to play scales, you know, on their instrument. They should be able to be able to sight read music. So if we have music set in front of us, be able to read through it at a reasonable speed. They should be able to spend some time on their own preparing to play you know, for the next rehearsal and be prepared for the concert. So there is a little bit of outside time involved to prepare. You know, practice is another word for that. and they should have a decent command of their instrument and make a nice sound. Mm-hmm. So pretty much intermediate level is about where we, most of us, are.
And do you audition people?
There's some advanced. Not directly. No. Our conductor sort of looks around a little bit when someone's new and pays attention to how they're playing. And so that mainly it's not to kick someone out as much as it is to know where they are musically and maybe make recommendations.
Mm-hmm. All right, so somebody might come in wanting to be first violin, might find out they're actually better, more suitable for second violin.
Perhaps,
that kind
that
of thing.
Could be.
We mentioned your conductor, but not by name thus far. Let's make sure we give credit
there. Absolutely. Yes, our conductor is Joe Green, and Joe Green is currently teaching band and some choir at Hidden Valley High School in Three Rivers School District, and he also teaches at Lincoln Savage Middle School. And teaches band there as well as I think he's got a little choir there too. So he's phenomenal. We love him. He's done great things and brought us a long way already from where we started and pulled us together as a performing ensemble, you know.
Mm-hmm. So he put some miles on his car, I can tell, between Hidden Valley High School and Lincoln Savage School and getting to the rehearsals at North Middle School on Thursdays. So Lisa, we got about a minute left here. Without this outlet, what would you and the other musicians do to give your creativity some expression?
I don't know. That was the problem. That was where we were all sort of like, well, I haven't picked up my violin in a while. What about you with your French horn, you know? So, we need reasons to play. We need to have that. It's sort of like Weight Watchers for musicians, you know. We have to check in every week, see how we're doing, and play together. So that was the whole motivation. We had a strong motivation to put a group together so that we could continue playing and not lose our skills.
Mm-hmm. Before we go, you mentioned the March 14th concert. Where is that?
It'll be at Newman United Methodist Church in Grants Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts at 7 o'clock in the evening on March 14th.
Okay, and we're looking forward to it.
And donations are accepted at the door. We're partnering with another group.
Okay, Three Rivers Community Orchestra.org. Lisa Krebs, thank you so much.